morning. We are live from the Islands Restaurant in Manhattan Beach. Island boy!
Island boy!
Island boy!
And our favorite new island boy is here.
Geeter.
From Spectrum Sports Set. God, I love Geeter.
It's good to be here. It's good to be here.
You love Geeter or you love Yogi? Who do you love more?
Oh, Geeter.
Okay.
Yeah. Yogi is so handsome, though.
He is handsome, fella.
Yeah. Almost too handsome, though. You just want to look at
him. Where it's like, come on.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. He's got to be a blemish.
Yeah. By the way, Geeter is all into this Kentucky matchup. They're down 5.
This is what I love about
Seven minutes to go in this game.
To the 14th seed, Oakland.
Yeah.
This is why it's still the greatest
Oakland,
3 weeks.
Yes. Yeah.
Outside of Detroit in sports.
And I used to love college basketball. I just don't watch it much anymore.
Right.
But these 3 weeks are...
Well, we can't. Right?
That's what I mean.
It's just hard. You got to watch the NBA.
Divide your time. It's tough.
Right. So, like...
When you're in the league, it's too hard.
It is hard because they play at the same time. Yeah. You know? So, it's just very difficult. Every once in a while, maybe you can catch a game here or there, but...
That's what happens.
The Golden
Grizzlies.
It is time for What You Need to Know.
Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
Take it away, producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher. All right, so what you need to know is, well, we already know that Jim Harbaugh is obviously moving out to L.A. from Michigan to be the coach of Cappy's favorite team, the Chargers.
Oh, yeah.
So over the weekend, Jim Harbaugh's wife
decided... Let's go, Bolts.
No, we got divorced.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
Geeter, explain it to them. They don't get it.
They torched the city of San Diego.
Exactly. I tried to tell them. They don't want to hear it.
And
the only reason they root for them is for my pain.
Oh, no, that's all. No question. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
But now that I know Geeter's tortured by them, then maybe I'll change it up.
Really?
Yeah.
Become a Raider fan.
It was such a great place to go. So
yes.
Fun to Murph.
Right.
Yeah.
So Jim Harbaugh's wife decided we have so much stuff, we need to get rid of some of it, especially all these winter clothes because we don't need them anymore.
Yeah.
So she had a garage sale and told people, bring a bag, $20, fill it up, $20, there you go. So I thought that was really cool that, you know.
What does he need the $20 though for?
Like, I think they donated it to a charity.
Oh, okay, then that's
different. And so, like, imagine going into, like, your idol coach that you, like, your team that you love, like Urban Meyer for me, you know, I don't know, Pat Riley for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, for college coaches. And take a bag and be like, here, $20, fill up whatever you want.
The guy at Oregon State, Jonathan Smith, who just left to Michigan State, did the same thing.
Oh, really?
Very similar.
That's cool.
But it was just, like, he basically told, like, the kids in the neighborhood and the people in the neighborhood, just, like, go, take whatever you want. It was
That's awesome.
They didn't give it to the charity, but he gave it all for free.
It's high-end stuff, too, by the way.
Oh, my God,
Harbaugh is probably nice.
Yeah, and it's not they, like, publicized
it. Well, they're getting Jordan brand stuff.
Yeah.
Michigan.
Right, he's probably getting all his Michigan gear, and he's like, oh, let's just give it all away. We can buy all new stuff. Plus, we're all going to be wearing Charger gear anyway. And it's virtually the same color scheme, you know? So screw it. Go ahead. Take it all, kids.
No.
It is the same color scheme, now that you mention it.
Yeah.
This is.
Yeah. So I thought that was cool.
By the way, that picture, Beto, you just posted on IG, can you send me the real picture? Because I'm going to have that framed for my office.
Let me see this picture.
With Geeter? Oh. Oh, sorry, it's kind of weird when you're standing right there.
I was going to say, it's making you uncomfortable.
No, I'm diving in.
Oh, yeah, let's
take a look
in
here.
Oh, my goodness.
Why do you think I told him to wear the wig when he came in?
How about when you guys were reading my text to you on the air? That got a little weird for me in the car.
Yeah.
That must have been a little weird.
It was very meta.
Just making sure
world peace, obviously.
Yeah, just making sure
Yes. Although it's Meta Sounded Sanford, not... what is Meta's name? Meta Sanford something.
It is, but I just say Meta World every time he walks in.
So
I don't.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great pick.
I like calling him Ron Stewart.
That's a great pick. Uh-oh, what a pick.
You know
what? Oh, that's going up on my wall, too. That's a pick.
Wow. It's on Instagram at Beto Vision. Beto's account there.
Yeah, is Big Game James giving you some iSpot active or what?
It's so funny. He's supposed to get one for my daughter, and he hasn't yet.
Oh, what's up, Big Game?
And when you remind him, he's on it. But so I just got to kind of.
Yeah, you got to reinforce. You got to send that letter that woman sent during the wedding.
If you don't get it by this date.
Yeah.
When your name is on the wall,
the
way you go through life is just a wonderful thing.
You know, but on the other hand, it's like when he needs something, he gets a hold of somebody, we take care of him.
Yeah. 1,000%.
You know what I'm saying? He says to me, hey, I need a new Callaway driver. Boom, I take care of it. Right. If you need one of these iSpot
actors. But isn't that how the order works?
Like, it does.
Your Hall of Fame.
It does.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's got to be jonesing because North Carolina's probably going to be here soon.
Man, he loves his Tar Heels.
Yeah. I mean, he's one of the greatest players to ever play there.
By the way, those old highlights, too, of that team with MJ when they beat Ewing.
Yeah.
He was absolute stud.
Did you see the stuff where Kenny Smith it was on the internet I saw today, where Kenny Smith was razzing Michael Jordan back then. Like, he was telling the stories about how he was like, man, you ain't got no handle. What are you trying to handle the ball? Give me the ball. I got the ball. Let us take care of
that Oakland three-pointer, five-point lead.
Wow, 64-59, 6:20 to go in the game.
This is going to be fun. You get this under five, it's 5 minutes.
I think if we get down to the last couple minutes and it's still a you know, close. Like, we need to pot up whoever's doing
yeah,
the game.
Yeah, we got it all ready to go if we need to.
Yeah, yeah. So, Kentucky for three. Oh, they buried it. So, it's a two-point ball game with 6 minutes to go.
That was deep.
Oakland leading
from South,
Kentucky.
South Miami.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that Terminal was from South. That's from Terminal H. Yes, exactly. I don't know what region they're in at the moment. But
the South region, I believe.
Yeah. Well, Pittsburgh, it looks like. Oh, Yinzer. Yinzer going to watch Oakland beat Kentucky.
I think Oakland's circle of trust is just so much deeper.
Right? There is a
better than Kentucky's because of all the one and dunts.
There is no question about that. That is the thing, though. These smaller schools, and you know, you have all these coaches coming out. Oh, look at this guy's got the pickleball madness.
There's a pickleball coach guy.
There it is.
There's that pickleball guy.
There it is. That's fine. Just
look at him. And look, he's got like a social media team following around.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Really good at
Saturday.
Right?
Saturday in the city of Fountain Valley, Agape Pickleball Center. Come out
yeah,
and join us.
Yeah, we
Let's
got our
it.
Paddles.
We
oh,
got
we're ready.
You.
We're ready.
Ready
to go.
Stay ready. You don't have to get ready.
That's right. We good.
You know?
We Gucci. You know? Hey, D, did you hear what I just said?
We Gucci.
Yeah,
you hear that,
you.
D? That's a new phrase you. That the young people are using.
Is that right?
Gucci.
Means we're cool, man.
You know, it's funny, Gitter, you brought that up, that like the circle of trust of Oakland, right? Like they have guys who have stuck around for a number of years, right? Whereas Kentucky, a lot of one and dones. And you know, you've had, whether it's the SEC commissioner, I heard Travis and Sleewood talking about this the other day, Greg Sankey, and then Tom Izzo, Michigan State, saying, like, we don't need these small teams anymore. This should be about the power school. No, man, this is
so
what
false.
Makes the tournament cool.
So false when it comes to college basketball. This is the best part about it.
Right.
Duquesne beating BYU today.
Right. This, right? Oakland potentially upsetting Kentucky, one of the big, like, most storied programs in all of college basketball.
Long Beach State, 33-33 with Arizona at one time.
Right.
Everyone knows the story of Coach Munson, so that's the best part. This is why we all tune in.
Yeah.
Tied game.
Tie ball game now.
Wow, that was fast.
Yeah, this game's over.
No, it's not over.
It's over. Well,
oh, no, wait. I think there might have been an offensive foul there. Oh, yeah, that's an illegal screen. He leaned into that. That is not a basket.
Coach Cal awful.
Oh, come on. That's an easy call.
Coach Cal, I love that he's wearing suits again.
He's back in suits.
Yeah. Open shirt,
by the way,
but still the suit.
NBA coaches do not want to go back to suits.
I know.
I have polled them. I've polled plenty of them.
Yeah.
They like just being chill.
Sneakers.
Yeah.
But the Italian college basketball coaches, it's good that they're in suits.
Really?
So Pitino and Calipari is what you're saying?
And Izzo.
And Izzo, that's true. Yeah.
Well, not Pitino because he didn't make it in.
Though, but he did wear the white suit at the Big East tournament. Three ball, in and out. Oh, but they got the rebound, Oakland.
Wearing a white suit is
another
a dangerous
three on
thing.
The way. Bang!
These guys.
Oakland takes a 5-point lead. Ooh.
That was a huge offensive penalty.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Big swing there.
Foul. Excuse me. Penalty football. Yeah. The kid from Oakland who had just missed the free throw, I was like, okay, these guys are starting to tighten up a little bit. Wow.
So we got a 5-point game, 4:20 to go. Shout out 4:20. Oh, three ball on the way for Kentucky.
Bang.
Nails it.
Bang.
So back to a 2-point game. So we'll keep you posted on that. But yeah, man, this is what makes the tournament
the
fun.
Best part.
These coaches and these commissioners, like, get out of here. And all of it is because they want to expand to 80 teams. Do we need 80 teams in this thing? No,
why try to? It's not broken.
Right.
It's not broken. Everyone loves it. Makes a lot of money.
Right. What's you already did the stuff with the play-in tournament for the,
I mean, remember we thought we'd never have a 16 beating a 1 and that it happened?
Right.
It's happened
twice.
Now these mid-majors are good because these kids stay.
Right.
It's way more parity than it ever was.
Yeah. I mean, Cappy's alma mater got screwed. Pitt should have been in there instead of UVA this year.
100%. St. John's.
Right.
Yeah. Also.
Right. Pitino. With his
UVA,
white suit.
UVA should not have been in there.
No. I mean, listen, my 5-year-old's team had a better offense than what UVA displayed.
Really?
No,
those guys are good, though,
like
those 5-year-olds.
I mean, listen, I'll show you
a
video.
I didn't realize they were that good.
Mateo can fire from downtown.
I know. I see him wearing his Crocs and shooting from long range.
Word
is he's a good little athlete. I have a buddy.
He's all right.
I have a buddy that's up in your hood. And
he's all right.
Kids go to school together.
You're already talking about him, huh?
My boy Cam Green, yep.
Yeah, wow. My guy, Cam Green, good.
Yeah.
Volleyball guys, these guys.
Yeah. Well, the volleyball guys all stick together.
They do. They definitely stick together.
Yeah.
So, Geeter, give us like some we do positive affirmation with Cappy, as you heard earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
Give us some positive affirmation about the Lakers at the moment.
Well, wasn't there a parade the other night after they beat the Hawks?
Oh, will you stop it?
It's so funny. I was asked on our podcast, the Lake Show podcast, by Allie Clifton. One of the questions was, does that game make you believe now?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I had to answer on it, no, because it's just one game.
Right.
And I've seen them beat Boston. Them beating the Hawks at home on the second night of a back-to-back for the Hawks is, I'm happy about it. It was nice to have one where everyone could sit in the fourth quarter, but it doesn't change where we're at right now. Bottom line is you're in the 9-10 game.
Yeah.
That's the reality of it all.
Yeah.
Because prior to that Atlanta game, who'd they lose? I'm trying to remember who they lost
to.
Well,
it's the two Kings losses that haunt me. It's the Warriors loss that was
I was there for the one in Sacramento.
That's what it was.
That was the shot clock game.
Yeah. And even the Suns lost, if you go back. So they've won a bunch of games in this span, but the four teams, four games that they're actually chasing those teams, they lost. So listen, if Vando's back, I would believe a little bit more.
Right.
Because I'm, lifelong Laker fan, and because of the job I have, listen, I can convince myself that if they can get in and get the right matchup, I think with an OKC.
It is a matchup-dependent thing. Yes.
We're a tough out.
Doesn't
mean you win, but we're a tough out.
You just have to hope it's not Denver.
Denver's the one team, and it's just when teams win a title, there's something that happens to them where they just know how to do it. You watch them now in the fourth quarter, even that Minnesota game.
Those last 5 minutes.
The last 5 minutes, they did the Lakers every single time. The way they execute – just their demeanor, the no panic, and they're good at every position. And Jokic is the best player.
They have the best starting five and finishing
five. And Murray's a closer, too.
In sports. Yeah, in the sport. They have the best starting and 100%. Finishing five in the sport. And it started last year, this stuff of them closing out the games. You could see it coming basically at the turn of the calendar. And now, forget it, the confidence of winning a championship changes.
I was so impressed with that Denver team game three last year. They had never been to a final before. They're up 2-0. They come back to L.A. I would have bet the house L.A. was going to win that game.
Oh, yeah.
But the way they came out, and that was their best game against the Lakers in all four.
Right.
That was pretty damn impressive. That's when you knew they'd be champions.
Game four, LeBron, I hadn't seen LeBron play. Yeah. Lindsay was telling us. She's like, we got to see playoff LeBron, playoff LeBron. Playoff LeBron showed up in a big way in that half.
Give me anyone but Denver.
Why don't we
almost every game.
Why don't we take a quick timeout in case you don't want to catch the end of this?
Oh, yeah. 4 minutes to go. It's a 2-point ball game. Let's take a break. We're here at Islands.
Island Ball.
You're good.
All right.
Cappy's got to tell us about Prize Picks, though.
Yeah, tell him, Cappy.
Turn your mic off.
Your mic. What are you, in Tulsa?
I turned it off.
I mean, seriously.
Now you hear that?
I mean, what are you in Tulsa then?
The producer from Tulsa turned off my mic.
Dieter shows up, and now Chris is turning off his mic.
Right. Well, it's true. Jeez. I get flustered.
That's right.
It's like when LeBron hits his bicep. Against the Hawks?
You got all flustered, did you? Hey, look, Prize Picks. Peter, have you ever played Prize Picks? You heard about Prize Picks? You don't know anything about it? Super, super easy game. Here's what happens. You download the app, Prize Picks. You use my code Cappy. They will give you a 100% match up to $100, okay? And then the game is really easy. You say, hey, will LeBron score more than 24.5, less than 24.5? Will Kevin Durant have more or less than one dunk? Will Steph Curry have more or less than 5.5 three-pointers made? Plus, you can put guys together. You could take like a basketball guy, put them together with a baseball guy. You say, hey, will Steph and Ohtani combine for more than 5.5 three-pointers made in bases? And then, by the way, his interpreter can make a play on all of that. Okay, all right, that was cheap. I got it. All right, you download the Prize Picks app. You join me and the 3 million other people all over the country that are having a great time on Prize Picks. And by the way, with the basketball tournament going on, with the playoffs on the way, with hockey winding down, with baseball starting up, now is the time to play Prize Picks. Download that Prize Picks app. Use my code Cappy for that 100% first deposit match of up to $100, Prize Picks, and use my code Cappy.
Yes, indeed. Back here at the Islands Restaurant in Manhattan Beach, Sedano and Cap. Your Thursday afternoon madness Thursday. On this day in 1999, what a jam this was. The number one hit. Whitney featuring Faith Evans and Kelly Price. Mm. Heartbreak Hotel, sucker.
Oh, really?
Cappy, you've been in the Heartbreak Hotel, sucker.
I was in there last night.
No, you were next to me.
At the East Central.
Yeah.
And I was heartbroken.
Why? Because we were in different rooms?
Well, just the whole dinner conversation and everything that went down. You know what I'm saying?
I thought we bonded.
I thought so. That was great.
By the way, 3 minutes left.
Oh, my God. A Kentucky Maple. Oh, they almost turned it over again.
Oakland has a 6-point lead over the 3-seed Kentucky. Oakland, the 14 seed.
Oh, 3-ball on the way. Corner. Oh, he buried it. It's a 3-point ball game now. 3:05 to go in the game. Oakland leading Kentucky.
That was after Oakland got a rebound and they called a foul on Oakland, by the way, with the 6 points.
Let's go, refs. Come on, Zebras. Let's not do this.
Now, I have Kentucky going to the Sweet 16, so this would bust up the bracket.
I do not. I have them losing in the next round, so I have not been a big believer in Kentucky.
BYU cost me today.
They did, too. I had them in the Sweet 16.
Is that
3-ball on the way. Wide.
Was that the only big upset today? Duquesne, the 11 over the 6 BYU?
Well, Oregon was an 11,
10-7. Oregon was an 11.
Well, didn't Nevada lose a big lead? Nevada lose a big lead?
I don't know.
I thought Alford.
Oregon was an 11. Oregon 11. South Carolina the 6. Yeah.
Kentucky just blew a layup there. 2:30 to go. Oakland with the ball. 3-point ball game. When we get just under 2, we may pot it up.
We're going to pot up Westwood 1.
Yeah. But give us a sec here, D. We want to see this kind of unfold here. So they're bringing him out to the logo. Oakland with the ball. 10 seconds on the shot clock.
Come on, Oakland.
They're looking for the right. There you go. He got it into the post now. 4 seconds on
work
the shot
that,
clock. Here comes the triple
team.
Blows it up. Over four guys. Oakland takes a 5-point lead. 2 minutes to go. All right, let's pot this up. Let's go. Let's just pot it up. Go. Go, D. Courtesy of Westwood One.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh! Oh my gosh.
You're right. It's not synced up.
That's courtesy of Westwood One.
All right, so Kentucky down.
This shot is unbelievable.
4 points as they take a timeout. We will take it from here with 28.8 seconds to go. Oakland's team getting into it with the crowd. The crowd is going nuts there in Pittsburgh.
There's two sides to this. Kentucky's hit three big-time threes. Oakland has answered every single time.
Yeah. Insane.
Pretty amazing.
And the three that they just shot was like deep in the corner, like and still and over defenders. And that one shot earlier,
over three guys conveyed on the player.
You got to figure Kentucky's got to have like all the top like McDonald's All American caliber players, and Oakland doesn't. They've got two star guys.
Yeah,
if they're lucky. And how that kid from Oakland was able to work those three guys from Kentucky. That's unbelievable.
This is why the ball was tipped. One shining moment, Cappy.
One shining moment.
One shining moment.
That shot will be in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, when we were kids, though, this makes the argument for when we were kids, 3 and 14, these would be 30-point blowouts.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Right.
Now, every single year, these games are good.
Absolutely. Yeah.
A lot of it, I think, is also not just these schools where kids will stay longer because they're not at Kentucky or they're not at Memphis or they're not at wherever it is where they're one-and-done type kids. You get older guys who develop their bodies and maybe team chemistry and coaching's been consistent. But I think also with the transfer portal now, guys look for places to play. You know, so it's like, hey, I'm not really getting the playing time that I want, but I think I have a chance to play pro ball. So if I don't go to a smaller school where I can immediately play. And then sometimes you're at a school where you're like, hey, I'm not in the right offense. You know, like that kid we were talking about, Keyshawn Johnson, who was with San Diego State last year in the national championship game. He went to Arizona.
Didn't work out?
Well, he just thought that to become an NBA player, he needed to play a certain position in a certain system, and he couldn't do it at San Diego State, so he went to Arizona. So it's not always the guys going from the big schools to the smaller branded schools. But again, I think NIL and transfer portals changed everything.
Like 29 seconds left, George. Here we go.
Yeah. I mean, listen, these small schools, to your point, I mean, they pull off some stuff. Martin Jarman, the UCLA AD, was on a UNC Wilmington team that was a 14 seed that won. Kentucky deep three, misses front iron, rebound Oakland.
Oh, boy.
19 That's seconds, and now they're fouling. Down four. Kentucky down four. Oakland is fouling, and they'll go to the free throw line. Are they in the bonus? I can't see. Yes, they are. So are they in the bonus or the double bonus? I can't tell.
You know, I had Oakland against Duquesne in my national championship game.
Yeah, I'm sure you
So did. For me, this is important. I need this. Yeah, I did.
You're a scumbag.
I have Duquesne to win the whole thing.
You think Shohei bet that kind of money, too?
We haven't brought him up since the beginning of the show.
Well, we've been having fun and frivolity.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just negativity. You know
what? That he's gambling.
Yeah. Well, no, that he's in big trouble, and that the Dodgers are like, wait a second,
but is
wait,
he?
What?
Well, anytime the FBI knocks on your door, you got a problem.
And I think
that's usually not good.
The case. Yeah.
And listen, whether or not it like affects him in the short term, it is going to be an ongoing season long controversy.
Yes.
Do you think it'll affect his global entry status?
Now, if I lost my global entry because of my problems, he should definitely lose his global
this
entry.
This could be problematic if they have to go up to Canada, I'm just saying.
Well, the FBI didn't knock at your door, Captain.
That is true.
Not yet.
They
not
did
yet.
Not. Not yet. To your point.
They just made a phone call, right?
Would they be knocking, or are they coming at 6 without knocking?
Like Craig Carton?
Don't they? No. Fog lights.
Oakland with the free throw.
Oh, he misses. Door's still open a little bit.
18 seconds
to go. Yeah. Four-point game.
Not a wrap yet.
Yeah, he's got to hit this one for sure. To, you know, because, again, even a three and a foul can get you a 2-point.
Oh,
there it is. Wow, it bounces in.
They just showed Tom Izzo in the crowd.
Was he in a suit?
No, I don't think so. I think he was in a suit.
All right, Kentucky.
Michigan State big win today.
In trouble here. Almost lost the ball. Now they got it at the logo. Long three is going to be short.
That's
rebound,
it.
Batted
That's
around,
it.
But it's going to stay Kentucky ball off Oakland.
Not it yet, Cappy.
4.9 seconds to go. This thing is almost a wrap, though. Like this
It's
is,
over.
They need a miracle here, Kentucky.
Nice suit, Coach Cal.
He's going to get fired, dude.
Oh, Oakland, come on.
I think he might. I have a buddy in Lexington. He's on, like, the hot seat like never before right now.
When you think of Blue Bloods, Kentucky, like,
is
this the biggest?
I mean, them and UCLA.
Five? They're up upset there. Of all time?
Yeah. This is in the conversation. I mean, they're not
Duke
a one Lehigh? Seed.
Duke. The one seed when they won.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about that.
Purdue.
They won then? Were they two?
Purdue lost as a one seed. Virginia lost as a one seed.
It happened twice. Once as a one, once as a two within about 5 years.
Yeah. And Santa Clara, Arizona was big.
Yeah. Yeah.
Steve Nash.
That's true. Oh, they're in a commercial break now. So, but 4.9
but
seconds
Oakland?
To go.
We'll keep it here, yeah. George.
We'll keep it here. Yes, we'll keep it here. We are
looking for when does Long Beach State play?
George, how would you call these last 5 seconds?
Oh, I missed it. I was playing pickleball.
Arizona destroyed them.
Did they kill
them? Long Beach State was playing great for
about a half.
They played great
for about a half.
And then when it was over, did Dan Munson say like, "Hey, I'm out, peace out," or did they go, "Nah, you know what? He won the conference. He got us to the tournament.
No, he's out.
He's done."
Did you see the AD's quotes?
No, what did he say?
The athletic director said like, "Yeah, I mean the timing of it. I don't want to pat myself on the back, but that's why I did it. I thought it might."
Oh, really?
Kids,
really?
It did, so it worked.
Get out!
That's a good play. I like that.
Yeah, Lord.
That's something Cappy would do.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's all like right. when I don't know something and then somebody gives me an answer and I say, I was just going to say the answer. Yeah. That's what it's kind of like the same thing.
Right. Oh, they're reviewing who the ball was at.
Oh.
Hey, you know one thing before we get back to this? You know what you guys missed earlier today?
What's that?
My boy Zap was here.
Yeah, I
saw
that.
My clothing designer. He wrote a manuscript
for a
superhero called Drone Man.
Right.
I like that.
You know, a private eye in the sky.
Right.
And
a little grit dog here.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
You see that?
I thought it was Darvin Ham for a second because, you know, he's at the ball.
And the script starts, The Hood Ventures of Drone Man.
Okay.
Oh.
Our
is that
private
like
eye in the sky.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm into this.
Drone Man is a 6-foot, 210-pound superhero who uses drones.
Kentucky got a quick basket.
Uh-oh.
3.9 seconds.
Wait a second. Hold on.
It's a 2-point ball, 3-point ball game, so they got a foul and hope that they miss both free throws.
All right. I can go back to this manuscript now.
Okay, sure.
You know?
Time out.
You know, he fights crime in Atlanta. He's a martial arts expert.
The dirty?
With ninja-like evasiveness, wearing high-tech glasses with an all-black outfit. His glasses can simultaneously access multiple images, provided by his unlimited drone supply
what are we
in the
doing
sky.
Today?
What
is this is just came out of left field.
We are completely off script today in a way that even is amazing for us.
It's kind of like
Captain says, Zap wrote a manuscript. I'm going to read it.
It kind of reminds
you an investor
me.
In this? What do you think this is? Deaf Poetry Jam or something? We're just going to read stuff.
You know what I'm saying?
Manuscripts. I mean, you know,
well,
I love Zap.
I just wanted to give some love to my boy
Zap. No, we definitely should give love to Drone Man and Zap.
I wanted to talk to him about your outfit, see if he had any ideas.
Right. I wanted to get him on the air to talk about it.
I know. Zap, where'd you go, dog?
He left.
He had to go back and fit it, like, start on your outfit.
By the way, I signed it for you and everything. Very, he's the man. This
very
guy,
intense.
He's the man.
No, he had to go dress up tonight as Drone Man.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
He is
got to do that
man.
First.
He is Drone
right,
Man.
He's, that's
right.
That's his alter ego, right?
So 3.9 seconds to go. The biggest upset of the tournament probably thus far. Oakland leading by 3 against the 3-seed Kentucky.
And come on, Oakland.
Those, look at the – see, I love this. The sad
so
Kentucky
sad.
Fans.
Ugh.
I love those shots.
The best.
Like, the sad Kentucky fan. College football does that really well, too, where, like, the kids are, like, miserable and, like, crying. They do a good job with that stuff in college football.
Listen, when you're an 18-year-old, 19-year-old
oh my gosh,
freshman –
this is a huge deal.
You're in this situation for Kentucky. You've never been in these moments. You think – just because you're going to the NBA.
Right.
You haven't been in this moment.
Right.
And you also think they're Oakland and we're Kentucky.
Right. Yeah. We'll win.
We're world.
We got it. Yeah. All right, so they're going to inbound now. Oakland. Oh, got it in quick foul. Wow.
I don't even think that was a foul.
No, they touched him. They, no time went
no
off
time
the clock. That's not possible either. It's 3.9 seconds still.
It's the Crypto.com show.
If he misses
operator.
The first one, it's a little bit of Captain Panic.
Oh, yeah.
Captain Panic is coming out.
Yeah.
By the way, they've been missing free throws down the stretch here. Who's the coach at Oakland? Can anybody hear me? The
no
coach
idea.
At Oakland?
Trey Townsend's at the free throw line. He's an 80% free throw shooter. So let's see if Trey, he's taking a big breath there.
Come on, Trey.
Maybe that's Dad?
Hit
all right,
it.
So here comes
come on,
Trey. Oh, he missed the first
Trey.
One. It rimmed out.
Do you want to put someone up there just to contest the rebound? Take a couple seconds
God.
Off possibly?
Yeah, maybe that's you miss it on do. Purpose. Honest. Oh, they called the timeout.
Well, you want to make it, but I would at least have a guy in the box, too. Just at least long rebound tip. Take a little time. These Oakland guys have missed.
Cappy.
Probably three or four free
they're
throws. They're
a 14
down the stretch.
Seed, Cappy.
No, I got it, but it's
this
still a
like
free
the day,
throw.
This is like the day at it's, the Ireland.
What, now what?
Remember the Travis Ireland thing where I was team Travis, and I'm like up to a putt, and Cappy was on-sided doing his own stream.
Yeah.
Morales hasn't been able to come through in clutch moments for his team yet today. And I look back at him, what are we on, CBS?
Well, you weren't. I mean, I was like, hello, friends.
And then I missed a putt, but Morales just continues to
Morales
let the pressure
struggles.
Get to
he
him.
Can't handle
who
the pressure.
That, who won that?
Travis, our team, Travis, because Trav made a 40-foot putt on 17.
Was it originally hole. Ireland versus Travis? Or
it was.
It always
this was like the fourth edition.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So you were with Trav,
and then Ireland had Tommy Lamb.
Okay. Gotcha. That's nice.
All right. So
Trav can play. This kid's going to miss another free throw.
Trey Townsend back at the free throw line for Oakland. 3.9 seconds to go. Up three.
Let's go, Trey. Let's go, Trey. Come on, TT.
Again, he's 3-for-8 tonight. This guy is an 80% free throw shot.
Because he's up
tight. They got rebounders.
Yeah,
now.
they got bigger men now out there. Oh, he gets it.
Ball game.
He got
he made it.
4-point game. You would need a
another timeout. Good
well,
job,
yeah,
man.
Because you can get a 3-ball and a 4-point play potentially to tie it.
This is college basketball.
I understand, man, but let's go. Come on,
what
move
do you mean,
it along.
Let's go. What do you have to go?
Well,
let's
you
got to
read more of the man.
More of the Drone Man.
Yes, that's right. I am not done with the Drone Man script. So he's fighting in the streets of Atlanta.
Atlanta.
He's in Atlanta. He's 6 foot. He's 2'10".
Oh, the heaters have come on now. Oh, it's much nicer.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for turning on the heaters. We should have probably done that a long time ago. I was like freezing out here.
I was acting like I wasn't cold, but I was freezing.
Yeah.
But that's all right.
Yeah. All right, so we've got 3.9 seconds
Peter
to go.
Right now. He's like,
Kentucky fans
something.
Biting their nails
I'm
literally
Geeter.
Out there.
You're Geeter?
You said, no, him. Like,
oh, he
like,
said that. He goes, hey, like,
hey, listen,
get me an IPA. I'm Geeter.
I'm Geeter.
That's right.
He would never
You've
do that.
You've seen me, right?
Yeah. You're like the sweetheart of sweethearts.
May I please order an IPA and a Geeter?
Pretty please with sugar on top?
Yeah.
So here we go.
These are the shots you love.
I love this. Kentucky fans.
Was it the Villanova girl that cried playing the flute, and then the next year they won it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Kentucky fans are just miserable right now.
I think Nova was the one that lost. Or were they a two?
Two.
They were a two.
What? You cry playing a flute.
So here we go. This is going to be one of those. Now, Kentucky had the Christian Laettner play on them. Remember, they would need something similar here.
Oh, my.
Oh.
They're going to launch from three. No foul.
Oh,
this
no,
is anyway.
Are you
Oakland
kidding?
Is going to win it.
Oakland
it
beats
is
Kentucky.
A final.
It is a final, as Christopher says. The Golden Grizzlies.
Wow, what an upset.
Defeat the Wildcats 80-76 in Pittsburgh. Oakland from Michigan. The first time advancing to the second round in school history. The Golden Grizzlies are getting past them Kentucky Wildcats from Lexington.
Beautiful. Great upset.
We got to drop in something about Cinderella's slipper.
Oh, yeah.
What do we got here? You threw your brackets?
Yeah, it's busted.
Your bracket is busted like...
Okay, but hold on, Morales. You got to know...
Yeah, them in the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
Not the Elite Eight?
No, actually Elite Eight.
Okay, yeah, the Elite Eight is tough.
Yeah, I had him here too. Yeah. I had him in the Elite Eight myself.
I mean, if Duke loses, good Lord.
Oh, yeah, it's all done.
It's over. I mean, they did lose to Vermont already once, didn't they?
Yes, I know.
Yeah. I mean, their history.
Oh, you want me to do it again?
Wouldn't it be the first
just for the video? That's it, Cappy. My bracket's busted, sucker.
You're supposed to break it over his head.
Oh. Yeah, like a wrestling move.
I needed my Island Boys helmet.
Oh, there it is. Cheers both ways, George. Oh, cheers. Cheers all around.
I love it. Look at this.
Hey, now we're going to find out who the coach is of Oakland.
That guy's 24.
This is going to be great.
Seriously, number three for Oakland definitely looks like he's like married with children.
Right. Well, now
I literally just said, how does he have that little hair? His hairline is receding really far for a college kid.
Well, through COVID, you got
COVID
extra years.
Six.
Oh, okay.
You're now 35.
I want to know how old he is. I'm looking it up right now.
It is so awesome, though.
Come on, Evan Washburn. Let me know who the coach of Oakland is.
Well, it's up to the producer to give you a lower third.
Come on, producer. Give it to him.
That guy has children.
There it is.
Sure.
Greg Campy.
Yeah.
Oh.
They
first
didn't know
win
either.
In the round of 64 in school history.
They didn't know either.
I love you. He's dropped in a lower
third. It does look
call.
Like a 40-year-old. It looks like he's standing with a 40-year-old.
He looks like Jim Carrey. Myself, and Irene.
He does look like Jim Carrey and Me, Myself,
shout
and Irene.
Shout out to Parker.
When they put a lower third on the player, they're going to be like, he's 40 years old.
Steve Nash doing the interview, too. A taller Steve Nash, maybe.
Yeah, that's Evan Washburn.
Yeah. I think we're going to take a break.
All right, let's take a break. Congrats to Oakland. They're winning over Kentucky. We got Big Deal or No Deal coming up next. One couple more segments from Island Boys here on 710 ESPN.
The Southland.
This is later than we normally do.
Shout out to Gabby live from the Manhattan Beach Islands restaurant. Island Boy. As this Madness Thursday starts to wrap up, time for Big Deal or No Deal. Take it away, pretty silly.
Thanks, Christopher. I'm really like enthralled with this whole situation.
Yes.
The old guy.
What was the guy's name? Golkey? Is this for Jack Golkey?
Jack Golkey.
He had 10 threes in this game.
Who had the Jim Carrey call? Because the more I started to look at it.
That was Lindsay. He looks like the Jim Carrey from Me, Myself, and Irene.
Yeah, well, Parker said it. He looks just like him, but maybe older. Like an older version of
that
him.
That guy never has to pay for another meal ever again in that town.
In Oakland. Guys, is Cal blaming these players in 30 minutes? When does Cal start to blame the players?
Oh, like in 10 minutes when he's on the
press
podium.
Conference? Yeah.
Right away. All right, go ahead, Lindsay.
So, Lindsay, when you said you were enthralled, I didn't know if you meant the Oakland upset over Kentucky.
No.
Or the fact that Geeter is still here.
I'm enthralled.
Have you guys looked at each other yet and said, why is he still here?
No way, dude.
Okay, good.
You have an open invite every day.
Yeah. And also, my favorite part is that when Chris says Island Boys and then I say Island Boys, then you hear a third Island Boys, and that's Geeter.
Yeah, because I've been saying it for a week because of you guys.
Now, you guys will know you're really, bonded when she starts saying it in sync, him and Cappy do.
They're
once
so
it's all three of you at the same time.
Trust me.
Then we're all in trouble.
It's a club you want to be in.
Yeah, for sure.
Go ahead, Liz.
All right, so a college student is on academic probation for AI use. She's being accused of cheating for using Grammarly. How do I say it?
Grammarly, yeah. It's like a software that you can install in your...
Right.
Yeah.
So what it does is...
Pronunciations and...
Yes. It's hard to say.
Grammatics.
Grammatics.
Oh, okay.
Grammatics. Can you say Grammarly?
Yo, Ma.
Grammarly?
Grammar.
Grammar's a hard word to say. Anyway.
I got a pretzel in my mouth.
Okay. It's not like Calendly, though.
It's not like Calendly.
Man.
It's software that basically corrects typos, errors, grammar issues, and it uses generative AI. So this Northern Georgia student, University of Northern Georgia, she used it to correct her paper, and they said that she was cheating, and so now she's on academic probation.
But how did they find out?
I think they have, a program that you can run stuff through, and I'm assuming that that's how they found out, or maybe they asked. She admitted it.
Yeah.
They have a program now that you can run things through and see if it was generated by AI.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. That's, a big thing now.
I assumed every kid was doing that.
Right, of course.
Well, they are. Yeah, and so now then they're on top of that. So now they have a program that's supposed to combat the AI use. But she's saying she didn't use AI to write the paper. She only used it to make corrections.
The grammar and the punctuation.
What's the problem with that?
Like,
isn't that research?
If you're using using Microsoft Word, and it tells you how to correct the spelling.
Same thing.
Or it's like
if
a step
it puts
further.
A red line
right.
underneath.
It says the word is misspelled.
But it doesn't work on syntax.
Right. It like it will take a sentence. So if you do want to use it to basically plagiarize somebody's paper, theoretically, you can highlight a sentence and say, reword the sentence. And it's the same thing, but it uses AI to kind of mix the words around. And there you go. So you are cheating.
It gives you suggestions.
It's like NIL. We can't stop it.
So now she's on academic probation. She's going to probably lose her scholarship. And she's suing the school saying that it's, you know.
I don't think Grammarly, because I understand that sometimes it can change the syntax. But, I mean, I've seen it. Like, I've seen it. And I don't remember where I was, but I saw somebody's email had it. Right. And I was like, oh, wow, that's cool. And then they explained to me what it was. And it just was making corrections to Cappy's point, no different than a Microsoft software. Like, I didn't think so. I don't think you should lose your scholarship over
what kind of scholarship she got.
An academic one.
She a ball player?
No.
No, she wouldn't be in trouble.
It's an academic one.
Right. That's true. Yeah. They'd be like, oh, it's okay.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They would be giving her the tools.
Caitlin Clark does not have this issue.
Right. No, Caitlin Clark can use Grammarly all day long.
So, but the other thing about Grammarly is one thing that people use it for is like to generate like a cover letter for a job. Like you can literally upload your resume, upload the job description, and say generate, like click a button, and it'll create a cover letter that's like customized to that job description. So they're trying to make the point that you can use it for different things. She's saying I use it for this. They're saying you're cheating. So that's what I was going to ask, if it's a big deal or no deal.
It's a big deal. I would sue them too. Why not? What do you got to lose at this point? They're going to lose. You're going to lose your scholarship. You might as well.
They might not want the bad press. Maybe they just give you a little cash.
Right.
That's kind of ridiculous. All right.
Ridiculous.
So the next one is
not phenomenal.
About what time of day that you shower. So obviously people can shower in the morning, shower at night, but apparently, according to experts, it's more beneficial for you to shower in the morning.
Oh, why is that?
It said that, obviously, benefits to morning showers include feeling more alert in the morning, getting clean after a workout, and washing off any nighttime sweat. But it can be a better option for people with skin conditions or allergies, because it helps prepare your body for the day.
Let's ask Eater first.
Do you shower at night or during the day?
Day or morning?
Morning.
I mean, night.
I don't.
Night
if I come back from, if I come home from work at 11:30, I just kind of hop into bed.
Oh. Really?
But, well, if I go out at night, say I'm out and I come back, I like to shower off.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. If I just come from work, I'm in my suit, take it off.
Good. Yeah.
In the morning, I have to shower in the mornings.
Is this
always
pre-workout, post-workout? Is this
I'm going to work out, I don't rinse off.
Okay.
But when I played sports, I would always shower before games.
Oh, really?
I thought it got me going a little.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Feeling good.
Right. I like a little blood flow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cappy, what about you?
Yeah, I'm a morning shower guy myself, although tonight I will say I'm probably going to get home and shower.
Yeah, well, tonight
we played pickleball. Plus, I've been hugging it out with everybody in the circle.
Yeah.
Just feel like I've been passing germs, getting germs, you know what I'm saying?
We've done a lot of skin-to-skin bits.
Yeah, there has been a little bit of a weird, that whole
green
bean thing that we did earlier today. Yeah.
Yeah, I am after workouts in the morning whenever I'm working out.
Now, are any of you guys like John Ireland, where you're a multi-shower?
Yes.
First, I am.
It depends.
Yeah,
depends.
I am.
Like today will be a multi-shower day.
Yeah.
During COVID, I would shower like 3 times a day because it would make me feel like I was like, there's a break in the time because the days were so long. And it's like, oh, you do one activity like, oh, I'm going to go online and do this. And then I'm going to go walk my dog outside. I got to shower because it makes you feel like there's a passage of time. You know?
When I was in high school, I'd shower a few times a day because I'd be like, Ma, I got to go shower. Leave me alone.
Here we go.
You know what I'm saying?
What does that mean?
A little quiet
time. We all know what it means.
Yeah.
I really don't.
No, trust me.
Shower,
just need a little time.
Got to shower, Ma.
Yeah. You know, don't worry.
Mom, lock the door.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Okay, so last one. Yeah. I know that you guys, especially you, George, are a big fan of the intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
But this is like big news and help this week because apparently a new study that's more of a long-term study says that the popular 8-hour time-restricted dieting is associated with a 91% higher risk of cardiovascular-related death.
Really?
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Come on.
So this is a big thing, like in the
health community.
But
who made that study? Because I feel like there's been a lot of studies to the contrary,
the
right?
The American Heart Association.
Oh, and they don't know anything.
They're saying that this is a long-term one because the short-term studies have all said that this is a benefit for your weight. Long-term health, they didn't know. So now they started monitoring these people. They said 20,000 adults. So that's pretty big, you know, pretty big amount of people. And the average participant was between 49 years old, and they were tracked between 8 and 17 years. So, that's the long-term study, whereas the other ones were more like 3 to 5 years.
I'm curious because I feel like the you know, people in like the East side of the world, right? Like they are very big into fasting, right? They're very big, and those people have much longer lifespans than we do. You know what I mean? So I am curious.
But they also don't have the processed foods that we do.
That's what I was going to get at. Yeah. The food differences, for sure.
Most things here that are legal to put in food are not legal in any other country.
Oh, I know.
I don't know if they booze like weed.
Yeah, I was going to say, do they have good weed over there too? Or not?
Probably. You
know? Maybe.
Organic.
Not. But there you go. Something to keep an eye on there, Linz. Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's Big Deal or No Deal. One more segment to go here from Islands. Thank you guys for hanging out with
us.
Yes,
sir.
Peter's going to be here for one more segment.
What a crew.
All right. We got one more to go. Back on in a moment for Dealer's Choice. You've never been here for a Cappy's Dealer's Choice. Right. That's coming up next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The final segment. That's our final segment music. What a day it's been. Madness Thursday about to wrap up here at the Iowoods Restaurant in Manhattan Beach. Island Boy. Thank you so much to everybody that came on out, pressed the flesh with us all day since 10 a.m. this morning.
Yeah.
And tomorrow we will be at the Pizza Hut for Travis and Suba in Anaheim right there on Magnolia. Right now, though, final segment with Geeter in the house, Cappy. Are you ready, sucker?
Oh, you hit it.
He's
hit
ready.
It right on.
Oh, it was tight.
You hit it right on.
What is this?
This is
there's a gentleman here.
Yeah.
Oh, Webedo Red?
There's a gentleman standing right over here.
Yeah.
Cappy, let's say two of these.
A big Laker fan, by the way. We were just chatting.
Gentleman's wearing a Lakers hoodie.
His son's name is Riley Irving Johnson.
Oh, wow.
That's his son's name.
Wow.
Let's say two of these on the drive home, and we'll see what happens.
That was 15 years ago. He just showed me this.
So the gentleman said to me.
Right in front of me.
Right. He goes, you need to take two of these. It's going to help you in the weight room.
Weight room.
And it's going to help you in the bedroom.
Bedroom.
Okay? Weight room, bedroom.
Right. Both rooms.
So when we do our bench pressing competition, I'm going to take two of these.
Okay. Yep.
In fact, you know what? I'm going to take six of them.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
By the way, you know Dead Meow said we should come to Gold's Gym in downtown. He works there, and we could bench off with him.
When is the bench off?
The bench off. Why doesn't Dead Meow make himself useful and bring the bench and the bar and the weights into the radio studio?
What do you think? He's going to carry it to the studio?
No, he brings a bunch of dudes, man. Trust me. I've seen this happen before.
So wait a minute. He's going to bring a bunch of dudes, and we're all going to bench off?
Yeah, we're going to have a bench off.
Are we going to bench off together? Or?
Yeah, no, one at a time. We'll bench off.
Okay. All right? So you got to watch the other guy bench off, then you bench off.
Right. But for me, I'm going to spot Big D.
Oh, no.
Boss.
You could see that one coming a mile.
DeAndre, how do you feel about that?
Like, seriously.
I don't know if I want cap
spotting. I can only bench 230.
What now, D?
I said, I don't know if how I feel about cap spotting me.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you, D. Cash Money.
All right, so listen. So the gentleman comes up and he says,
is this your dealer's choice for today?
Yes, this is. Okay. He says, you need two. He goes, for your workouts and for the bedroom.
Right.
The product is called Steel Libido Red. Is this your company, sir? No? Oh, no.
He's just recommending it.
Just walking around.
He just knows you need the help.
Just walking around with a bottle.
Yeah.
Text me in a week and tell me.
He may have heard many years ago when Laura was on the show with us, and you had mentioned that 15 minutes was a long time, and Laura got
time for that.
You did. He heard that. That's what he said.
So now here's.
I mean,
you know,
a decent amount of time.
It's a nitric oxide boost, don't you think? Laura's like, oh, hell no. My man got to do it for an hour. You know?
Yeah.
Right? Una, order.
You're 19. You know?
Does this have beets in it? Because, like, that's the thing for nitric oxide.
Here's what it
beets,
says.
Right?
It says, with nitric oxide booster.
Oh, booster.
To support blood flow.
Oh,
hello.
Yeah.
All right?
Blood flow.
For maximum male physical response. Physical response. Now, the weird thing is, sir,
you were about to promote like if it was his company.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I wanted to get
you up. He's just being a friendly person.
A friendly person. You wonder how friendly he is? Yeah. I'll tell you how friendly this guy is. He didn't go to the store and buy this and go, hey, my boy Cap, he could use this. He's got this stuff in his car. This bottle's open.
I was going to say, is this sealed?
Yeah. This bottle's open.
I don't know. This is kind of sketch. I don't know about this, Cap.
Oh, he's got you. Used a couple.
You know,
Cap, how do we know that?
Cap, we could use better blood flow for the drive home.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, I want you to call me in a week and let me know.
Okay, I'm gonna try it out.
You try it first.
I'm gonna try it out. I'm gonna try it.
You try it first, Cap.
You should try it out and then make sure you have the blenders on when you're.
Oh, that's a good idea.
When the blood is flowing.
You know, Cap, it's not weird if we keep the seatbelt on.
Ha 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 ha. I mean, like, I get to the Anaheim train station. I go, Chris, get out. He goes, no, I can't get up. I can't. I don't want to be embarrassed. Wearing sweatpants. No underpants.
Well, it's
well,
been
thank
quite
you,
a
sir.
Day.
What are we tossing to here, Christopher? Are we taking it right to the top?
We're taking it right to the network. Yeah.
What's coming up next? Network, or are we doing Westwood One?
No, ESPN Radio tonight.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Have a great night, everyone.
Are we done?
It is a final.
All right, we're done. Geeter, thank you for hanging out.
Thank you
today.
For having me.
Shout out for Geeter.
So
let's go.
Appreciate
make
you guys.
Make sure you watch Spectrum Sports.
Give me all the love.
Check out the Lakers broadcast. They always appreciate do a fantastic you. Job there, appreciate led by Geeter, of course. Great job, everybody here. The social team, the fans that came out, thank you so
people
much.
From
Circle
Island.
Of Trust. My guy, the pickleball man over there.
Yeah.
Shout out to my man Cutler here who put us on the air. Lindsay, Christopher, Cappy. We'll talk to you mañana. See you.